don't remember.
Good while. Leah was here. You came to visit. Pretty good. Better.
So, you've got a lot of stories to tell me.
Tell me these stories, hey, Yanni.
Tell Yanni your stories.
Okay. Should I start? Where should I begin, Yanni?
Don't start too far back, because I know.
Well, so you heard a little bit about court, and that was really exciting. We all went in there just thinking that we were going to get convicted, and my lawyer just made some really good arguments. The police did not do well on the stand at all, and all the charges were dismissed. It was so wild.
Hot milk.
So my case went, then another case. Want some milk?
Probably
half, at least half. There.
At least equal amounts.
There we go. And, if you want sugar. How much?
No sugar in it yet, Jane, is there?
No, I didn't put anything in.
Yeah, one more. Doing your same old thing, Haley. Waiting on the boys.
Yeah, but no, it's different. I don't have to, ever be worried about you respecting me, Yanni, because I know you do.
Well, I'm lucky I've come to that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were in court until 7 p.m., 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Waiting to be dismissed?
Yeah, so my case was dismissed at around 3, I guess, and then there ended up being another recess until 5. Shortly after my case, I think they maybe heard one other case. And then we came back, and then the four people who were left, two of the people from the Virgil Good protest had pled out that morning because they just didn't think there was a shot. So it was unfortunate for them. But the other four defended themselves and questioned, cross-examined the police and just did such an awesome job. And all the charges were dismissed, so that was really exciting. And then the next day, front page of the paper, everyone really excited. Bernice Harrison, Reverend Harrison's wife, told me that she was taking her mother to the hospital, and, they walked into UNC and saw a stack of the papers and just started, screaming, and they were, so excited. And they put, she took, five papers back to the church, and they, had it at the Bread Ministry and upstairs, and, everyone was just really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool. But simultaneously, the editorial that the DTH wrote, so the article, was really good. But on the back page, on the opinion page, there was an editorial that said, "Protesters be warned," and basically said that, the university was right to arrest me, even though my case was dismissed, other people should, think more carefully about protesting in the future, or they're gonna, get in trouble, just this really, and just sort of, again, reiterated all about me, Koch is childish and immature, these actions are inexcusable, blah, blah, blah.
Is it editorial? Editorial people really suck?
Apparently, because they just wrote another editorial yesterday that said, Chancellor Thorpe told the group Youth for Western Civilization that he would pay $3,000 for them to bring another speaker. And they wrote an editorial in support of that, saying it was clearly the right thing to do. And they said, ideally, the protesters would pay, but this is basically a second best choice. And
protesters would pay what?
to like bring a new speaker back?
Like if you wanted to have a speaker and Tim Crater wanted to have a speaker, you could each have speakers, but the university would pay for one and not the other.
The editorial was suggesting that like the protesters should like, I don't know, collectively pay the group back or something. But that it was like good that the university was like paying to replace the money that hadn't even come from the university in the first place. It came from the Leadership Institute, you know. So it's pretty hot.
The coffee again?
I'm gonna try it. Yeah, it's a little hot. Yeah. So then, yesterday, no, 2 days ago, or a couple days ago, I found a flyer on campus, or a pamphlet, that said, like, why is your professor supporting this group? And it had, like, a picture of the faculty advisor, and information about Youth for Western Civilization, and said, you know, if you think this is a group that he shouldn't be supporting, you should contact him. And it had his name and phone number and address, home address. So someone saw this and told the student president, and he wrote the faculty advisor an email saying, you know, there are pamphlets on campus, they have your home address, I think they're a threat. Even though I read the pamphlet and, I mean, yeah, like, says that he's supporting a group that's racist, but, and it has his address, but it just says, like, write him letters. I don't know. I didn't find it very threatening when I read it. But anyway, that was his perception. I wake up yesterday morning to an email that had been sent at 12:30 a.m. from the faculty advisor that said, that was to the student president, but was CC'd to me, Chancellor Thorpe, and the news, Mark Schultz, at, I forget which paper he's at. And it said, thanks for your concern. I have a Colt 45 and I know how to use it. I used to be able to hit a quarter at 50 feet 7 times out of 10. And, yeah, so anyway, the chancellor got very upset and asked him to resign. So
somebody who works for the university?
He's a professor there.
Really?
He didn't ask him to resign from his professorness. He's like a professor emeritus, so he's like retired, I guess. But they asked him to like not advise that group anymore. So, and then the chancellor sent out some email about harassment or something, but they're still planning to pay $3,000 to bring Baby Cannon to speak in October.
Who's Baby Cannon?
She's like a conservative, anti-immigration, I don't really know, like, what, I think she, like, did something with she worked under the Reagan administration, but I don't know really in what capacity, and now she, just, like, speaks, and I'm not sure, like, what, you know, works with some of these groups.
Well, as long as we figure out how to manage these opportunities, it can be helpful. I mean, that's some trouble if it's really easy to get our society distracted.
Yeah.
And what's a distraction, what isn't? It's not like these things aren't important in their own right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd really like to see ways to tie some of these conversations to the bigger conversations that need to be had about institutionalized racism, you know. Because one of the things that made me really upset the other day when I was rereading, you know, old stuff, and I was reading the Chancellor's apology to Holden Thorpe, I mean to Tom Tancredo, is, you know, for 200 years Carolina has had a climate of free speech. This is the thing that gets said over and over again. And, like, you know, we didn't let African Americans or women in for a while. Like, 1951, before the first black students were allowed in, you know? I mean, like, what do you mean 200 years of free speech? Free speech for, like, the white men who were allowed to come? I don't know. I just, this sort of, like, myth of UNC being a bastion of liberal democracy is, like, I think really problematic.
You've actually hit me on the day that I probably feel the best since I went in the hospital.
Really?
Yes.
God, yes.
Isn't saying too much. Oh, because I still, you can tell I'm just sitting here sort of fading. And that's quite distracting.
Yeah.
Well, is that something you wanted to talk about specifically?
I mean, if you wanted to. I also know Alan, Tim had talked to him, and I'd seen on an email from Supinda also talking about this Truth to Power History Committee, which I was super excited about.
Well, tell me about that. Tell me what your interest is. And here's where you might have to help me a little bit.
Yeah. Such a this thing come up?
I might be just fine. But I'm going to pull myself up.
Okay.
And I'm gonna, I've got all these
blankets.
Well, no, it's not so much that. It's swelling pain in my legs.
It's better if you can change position. Is that a little better?
And gut pain.
Really?
Yeah. And bottle it and send it to the right wingers.
I know. Truth to Power History. So, Al and Tim show up at my court date on Monday morning and tell, who did I tell? Maybe Miriam or something to, like, come and get me and bring me outside. And they're all, like, talking about this idea and, like, really excited. So I was like, yeah, that sounds really interesting. And then people have sent a couple of emails. I don't know, like I said, I just think this project is really important, this kind of project, and what a better people to work with it on than the folks that you seem to be able to wrangle up, which is quite a testament to your force, Yanni, I must say.
That wouldn't be anything if it was just me. Oh, we look like we're gonna. I don't know how much you heard about
it. A little, but.
You know, it's gonna be a sort of small, high powered group.
Mm-hmm.
People will meet once a week. Focus on probably not recording any of this.
You're not, or you want to be?
I want to be.
Yeah.
Coming up there?
Yeah.
But I'm probably. I have hallucinations too.
Oh, really?
I see people.
Huh.
That little flower up there.
Uh-huh.
Turn my head, I'll think, oh, there's a person there.
Huh.
Down there where the balloons are. There's a person there. Look at the floor, I'll see the pattern of a face.
Wow. Always faces and people.
Yes, it is all faces and people.
Huh. Real, like, people you know, or just, like, a face?
Real people. Hmm. Anyways, the people who are on board so far in various ways mm-hmm. is Supinda.
Mm-hmm. Do I know her?
A tall black woman. She chaired the meeting on the 28th.
Okay. Oh, her. Mm-hmm.
Bunch of kids in the schools.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Supinda. And
her husband, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And her Nancy McDermott.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Barbara Hopkins, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim. And
be pretty cool by now, hopefully.
It's got a little scum on top.
Mm-hmm.
CJ, maybe.
That'd be great.
And tissues?
Yeah.
I hate I'm going so slow here. I'm losing my way.
I'm calling you.
Anyways, you know, maybe some other people, you know, Liza Farmer.
I don't think so.
It's a wilt okay. generation person.
Mm-hmm.
She might come on board.
It's exciting. When's the first meeting?
I thought it was today, but it's not.
Oh, really?
Shows you how much I know what's going on. Hopefully it'll be next week.
Great.
General idea is this, you know, the theme is like speak truth to power.
Mm-hmm.
And that integrates knowledge, history, mm-hmm. theory, anything.
Yeah.
To power, it's an active process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, we're not sucking up estrogen. Advance their careers.
Yeah.
Jean?
Mm-hmm.
I somehow need to get perked up.
Mm-hmm. Perked up like physically or? You mean like positionally?
No.
No, perked up. Well, try some of that coffee. You know, you haven't been drinking coffee in days.
No.
You used to drink it every morning. Do you want me to ice it?
I haven't pooed in days.
You haven't, it's true. Of course, you haven't eaten anything either.
Yeah, maybe you can put a chunk of two of ice in it.
In your coffee?
Are you meant this?
I meant the coffee, yeah. Do you want to make it iced? Would that be easier to drink? You want some more? There's lots more.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Now, would you like the milk hot? Is that so?
I can just put some cold milk in. That'll be fine. Thank you.
So then we, you know, have sort of a brainstorming meeting.
Yeah.
And talk about what I thought was the best way to do this work. And, also during that first meeting, we'd have to make good efficient use of our time. Because people wouldn't really want to be part of it. So probably do a short 15-20 minute thing on the basic history of racism in North Carolina. I'm not sure how familiar people are with this sort of basics.
Yeah.
Like slavery, emancipation, reconstruction.
Civil rights, desegregation.
And you know, this sort of trace the connections between, say, for instance, the achievement gap in the schools and education policy in the state.
Yeah.
And then it might be enough for our first meeting. For tactical. And then have groups come together to organize themselves. We had a syllabus or plan. And then this where it starts getting, you know, we gotta make some big decisions. Seem like I mean, one way you can study history, which is the way my dissertation and so forth are organized, is just sort of chronological.
Mm-hmm.
get on my shirt.
And I really like that shirt. It's a good color.
Something you got it for me.
Really?
Her son picked up the color.
I got it.
I got a power with energy. Triceps.
Yeah? There you go. I'm a firm believer in the power of coffee. But I'm also a coffee addict, so. I can't really, begin my day until... It's like, should I get coffee before I come over here? It's like, maybe there'll be some coffee there.
Another way I thought about doing it is taking a common theme that we're dealing with nowadays, like whether it's gentrification or education, employment, and identifying the problems today.
Yeah.
We've got the people who can just sort of pull that out of their hats.
Yeah.
And then go back and study the historical development of the problem so that you look in historical development of education.
Yeah.
What that does. Is it, I think, leads people in the study to be oriented more towards what I call shooting the arrow at the target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A target has changed the world.
Yeah.
And, study all these things and use the resources, for instance, with slavery. It can get real complicated real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do educational policy on the university and the state and the slave. You can do the self education that Black people did. George Moses Horton. And you can watch how the suppression of freedom and education, peace, justice, and all that combined after the emancipation, too. First they try to do the Jim Crow laws, and then people from the North help out setting up all the why that wasn't allowed to happen. Somebody over there watching.
Oh, yeah?
Not in bed, but...
No, someone's in me.
We could just do that on up to the current problems, and it gets really dicey when you get up to... planning on what do you do about it.
Yeah.
But I think, and this is where be good that we have so many people involved in so many ways because it's so easy. And getting people to go along with a certain point of view. We could do that in different areas. What's your interest? What would be, you think, helpful for you in terms of what you want to accomplish in your life?
Well, you know, I'm compelled by a lot of different topics. I'm planning on, you know, sticking around the area for a while after I graduate. And I think that if we did some kind of theme, that could be really interesting. I'm definitely interested in issues of education and the university, but
issues
also
of, what?
Of education and the achievement gap. I did a little bit of very, very, very minimal writing for a course a couple of years ago. Because I was going to be doing some work in the after-school program in the Chapel Hill schools and was, you know, looking at some of those things, and no one really knows how to deal with it or talk about it, you know. And also sort of feel a vested interest in demythologizing this idea of, like, the state and the university is, like, mostly always a good place with a few bad patches, you know? Like, I don't think people should be able to say the university has been a place where free speech has been upheld for 200 years and get away with it. Like,
yeah.
That's not okay with me. So I just feel like that kind of project of exposing institutional racism and sort of state and, like, the historical roots of these current problems, like gentrification and education and some of the other things, feels really important, because I think that until we sort of, like, reckon with that past in a more honest way, it's impossible to see our present, you know?
See, one of the things that I would want to get into right away, although it would keep it from being like a totally efficient maybe kind of thing, is what can people do in their own schools
or
their own churches or whatever to get other people involved and
it was raining yesterday, but looks like it might be nicer. I want to do some more reenactments, Yami.
Oh, that's good. Had any thoughts?
Not in particular. I mean, you know, we talked sometime last year about the Lenore stuff. You want this thing? Or you want that one? So there's that possibility. But there's other things, and I think that it'd be pretty cool to get together like a repertoire of reenactments that, you know, schools could request for people to come in, or, you know, or to be able to go to different places in North Carolina, even, like, and put together a reenactment, like, when we were there or something like that, you know? Like, if CJ and I could, like, go to whatever town, spend a little bit of time researching some of the key events, and then, like, put on a performance with people or other sort of crucial events of here or of the state, I think would be a really interesting project to me.
How would we Who would do that?
I think CJ would be willing to work on it again. And I think that, you know, depending on how things go, it might be something that, like, as we're doing reading or studying, we would, like, find out about some event, or I'd be like, oh, people don't know about this, they should, you know, this would be a good reenactment, and then maybe it would be something that, you know, CJ and I could work on, or maybe get a couple of others involved, would be what I would think. Gotta get Al to resurrect his script writings. I told you that Robin Washington's emailed me about using the script for his musical. It's really cool. So maybe one day I'll get to play Bernice in the You Don't Have to Ride Jim Crow the musical.
Is that what it's called?
I'm not sure.
So I think those are the kind of creative angles that we can start developing.
Yeah.
And that's what we need, is a blossoming of movement approaches.
Yeah.
Especially if we can get young people and artistic people involved.
Yeah.
We could, you know, I know these things are difficult to do and get off the ground unless you have poor Giannis just slipping and sliding, kind of find things to grab onto.
If you get too tired, let me know.
It's not really a question of tired, it's more like the question of not with it.
Not what?
Not with it.
Yeah, just kind of, yeah.
To imagine myself doing things that I'm not doing at all.
Really? Like, kind of like dreaming?
Tearing off something, trying to put it in my mouth, and I couldn't do it. I just
threw
it on the floor.
I'd like to see a first meeting happen pretty soon. I think it'd be really great. I won't be here next Saturday, though.
What's next Saturday?
I'm going to Pittsburgh to the G20 protests. So you're going to have to be thinking, hey, don't get arrested. But I'll be back next Sunday.
Jane, what's going on next weekend?
Nothing specific. Yeah, what time's the thing tomorrow?
Three. I'm not gonna go.
No, it's too much.
Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna go.
Be a lot of.
I'll send a written statement.
You will. I know. Who gets the flyer?
The Duke Gardens plant sale is going on. So Sandy and Saul and Joyce and I meet, ask Kathy Fletcher to come hang out with you while we go look at plants. Saturday morning. While we go buy plants.
The house I'm living in right now has a pretty big garden. Some chickens.
Nice.
It is nice.
What part of town is it in?
It's on Hillsborough Road where it hits North Greensboro. Do you know where that is? You know how there's a Greensboro on Main Street and then there's like Hillsborough Street that cuts across, Hillsborough Road cuts across. But I'm thinking about moving back to the north side. That's what I want. My friends have a spot opening up in their house, and they live on North Graham, so like right around the corner from St. Joseph, and you know.
That one's sort of resolved for me at this point. I think I'm not moving.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is the place. It's a really nice place.
I've got good space.
Yeah. Like the porch and everything.
I kept thinking that was Jane right there.
Really?
I feel really sort of not very well grounded.
Like floaty.
Well, give me a little bit more feedback on how this group would integrate with your work in other areas, some of the people you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of possibilities for connection with the Marian Cheek Jackson Center, for sure. You know, maybe like recording meetings could be like an important historical document.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, as we're collecting things, putting them into the center, you know, in addition to whatever else we're doing. And then if we did end up doing more like creative projects, like, you know, whether it turns out that another commemoration happens or a reenactment, UNC Now students would be really useful, and I think would want to make that connection. There's also this new thing that I don't know that much about because it's sort of been a project of Hudson. Do you know Hudson? Yeah, Hudson and Della and some folks. But it's called the Mason Scholars, and they got a small grant, I don't know from where, to give young people like a stipend to sort of be like trained to use like audio recorders and like to use the materials at the center. And so I wonder if there'd be a way to like connect some of them somehow to this kind of project. It might be something that would be like harder to have them, you know, like be a part of the group if they're like in high school and have a lot of other things going on, but maybe there's a way that like, yeah, that we could make some sort of connections with that. We could probably figure something out. So I think that could be pretty exciting. I think that another possibility, but, you know, maybe this is because I'm all, like, young and interested in technology, but some kind of group, like, blog or, like, website where we, like, posted things as we were, like, reading or learning. Or if people would write short pieces, you know, and put it sort of, make it accessible somehow on the internet, or, you know, maybe also in a collection, but I think that would be something that could potentially be an interesting, you know, another way to think about dissemination of information.
Could you go grab my computer?
Yeah.
Just unplug everything.
What?
I want you to hold it for a sec.
Yeah.
And maybe you want to either sit over here or move this table so you can.
Yeah.
So you think sometimes, since my mind is not working, and then my computer can fill in.
That's what they're made for, or whatever. You want this in front of you?
I don't know, we just need some space where we can have the computer and look at it together.
Yeah. Yeah, we can move some of this stuff over.
Did you bring a wilt button?
No, this was here. Okay, there's somewhere else. Let's see.
You might actually ask Haley if she wants any vintage t-shirts.
What?
These are some of the vintage t-shirts that have been washed.
And we have plenty of them.
Oh, yes, we have lots.
She'll love them.
Well, that's it. Those two are wonderful. Why don't I ask for others? Okay, so they said you gotta find it. Oh, here's the dump, Jesse.
Oh my gosh, it's so great.
There's a Jesse Jackson 84 and a Martha King Holiday 88. They were all silkscreened on the back porch.
In the really?
7th Street, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so fantastic. Oh, I love it.
That's really good. Dump Hounds was our masterpiece.
Hmm?
jump down with some sort of nasty.
Yeah,
ones.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's when they were developing stuff too.
It's amazing what doesn't change.
Yeah,
that's even people not Pentagon. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, this shirt like could very well not be vintage. It could be like should I try to like put this?
I'm gonna put a little effort into it, maybe.
Yeah, I'm just gonna see.
If Cindy doesn't want to throw stuff out or anything,
yeah.
She always says things. But she said, please, I mean, they're yours anyway, but any records you want, just go through those.
Awesome, I'll definitely go through them.
She just didn't want them to go out the door to the strip shop or something.
No, totally.
Had a chance to think about it more. It's not that she has a particular desire to have.
Yeah, she just didn't want to let them disappear.
Keep on my doors. Keep on my doors. Take it down. Click that on the side, that might help. Click, no, turn it sideways twice. Well, obviously this one.
You use Google Docs a lot, right?
Yeah, I use Google Docs a lot. I think if you go to docs.google.com.
I want my accounts.
Oh, you want your accounts? Upper right.
My accounts.
You want your email or your?
No, I want my Google blogs.
Your blogs? Maybe try to go to blogs again now that you're signed in. If you go to, how'd you find it for the more? Maybe if you click up there.
That's your name. Right. Yeah.
You have blogs you follow, is that it?
I have blogs.
Wow.
So, I'll see, Google Sites. Use that ever?
Oh. Google than I do, and that's not something I can say to a lot of people. I go pretty deep with Google.
Mm.
Yes. Cool. That's great.
I'm just blindly clicking on things.
This is really cool, though.
So, if you were on this blog, you could just download this file.
Okay.
So we could have our basic documents for our study group. And, everybody could have a little folder on their computer.
That's really cool.
Google Sites. Other blogs.
Can I do quick reader? No, maybe.
Oh.
Documents? No.
Where?
Up. More. Yeah, to that one?
No, I don't use that as much. Come on, keep going, Yanni. My settings. Come on.
Do you want something? We've got like hummus and carrots and gobs of it, same bottom.
I don't have it right now, but thank you. I can
change lots of it.
Oh, is it maybe go to I don't know what you're talking about. This thing too. Tried this already, didn't I?
Well, I can do it a different way. You seen this?
No. Mm-mm. I haven't watched it.
That's the panda. See, Google Sites is like a web page.
Yeah, that's really cool. I didn't even know you could do that. I have no idea about that.
Yeah. Do I? Mm-hmm. I just started using these.
That's pretty cool.
20 is this. Yeah, it's blocked.
Oh, cute. Cool.
I haven't started using it, but it's got a lot of potential for staying in touch with people.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But, so I haven't put this out there yet, right?
Yeah.
And then this I've had out there for several years, but never used it much. No.
Oh, cool.
And it's a place that I thought maybe I could post more.
Yeah, totally.
Writing and academic stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm really just playing with the resources.
Yeah.
I think our study group or any of
them could
experiment with this in ways that.
Definitely.
What time is it, Haley?
It's about 11. I know you got some of those visitors coming.
I don't know what I got coming. I got somebody else coming, Jean?
Yes, Andy will be here in a minute, and then Marty's coming.
Oh, yeah, so I better get ready.
Yeah.
Marty's my longtime comrade from out of town.
Oh, really?
Massachusetts.
Yeah, her husband was one of the people who was playing in us.
Oh, wow.
So, are there other specific people who you think will be around for a while and are really interested in this kind of thing and would be committed to coming to a study group like this once a week?
I mean, I think definitely asking Cedar for sure. Cedar?
I'm trying to think who else. I'm wondering if there's any my other friends in town who have.
We were talking about this before, whether you've got some other folks coming up in Quincy now who are students.
Yeah. Yeah, there might be. There's this girl named Kimberly, but I think she's a senior, so she might be graduating. I don't know if she's planning on sticking around. So it might be nice to have someone who's got at least a couple years here. Think on it a little bit. Look around at the UNC Now meeting tomorrow night and see. I also wonder if any of like my anarchist friends would be interested in such a project because sometimes they suffer from a lack of hanging out with people outside of our little circle.
You don't want to be. I'm cautious about the anarchists, but I don't know them well.
Yeah, for sure.
Alan, I like them quite a bit. And I remember several of them who I thought were doing pretty good stuff.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool stuff. But it also can be sort of an intense focus on their own projects, you know? So it'd be about sort of thinking about who
the right person would be who would be like really compelled by this.
Mm-hmm. But I'll think about it. What do you imagine the ideal size for the group being? Were you thinking it's going to be like a few young people, like two or three, something like that?
In addition to the function.
Yeah.
Hello? Yes.
That's a better word.
Well, you know, it's like.
I know, I actually have my phone all the time now.
Of community. Ground and people.
Why don't you go outside? Because it's very, you know, bad reception.
And, we need core young people who are committed to ground and, you know, possibilities of thinking that people like isn't, you know, with Nancy Jones Sawyer.
Oh, okay.
And also, like Mary Davis's grandson.
Mm.
They say he's already sure he can oversee the government now. He wants to figure out how to.
Cool. How old is he?
14.
Cool. That'd be awesome. That'd be really cool.
And then another someone like so I would say, see, I'm not going to organize the whole thing.
No.
So what I would really like
is
for you to huddle with Supinda.
Okay.
And that's a pretty good huddle.
Yeah.
The only shortcoming there is that you're both sort of not totally green, but new.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Maybe. Us and Al, or you, or someone else?
Al, someone. We should always be consulted.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be there.
Yeah. Yeah,
most of things, but he's got the smart political.
Totally.
You know, a lot possibly. I was thinking about how do you draw someone into things more.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes both ways. There's like. Maybe Barbara.
Okay.
But she has a little time.
Okay.
She doesn't have good transportation and stuff, but.
Where does she live?
She lives out on Rogers Road.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can visit her out there.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll call Supinda and try and get in touch with Barbara also. And then see if the three of us can chat or if I can chat with both of them, you know?
Uh-huh. And then we should also be thinking about which resources we want to have as sort of our basic foundation, background information kind of things.
Yeah.
There's like a few things that guys have written about North Side, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know what Dell's written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the master's thesis, the
mm-hmm.
honors thesis.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, I'm going out of town on Monday evening for about a week, but maybe I could stop by on Monday during the day. See if I have any more ideas, and if I've talked to Sabinda.
Yeah, if I am. Especially right this weekend and the next day or two, I have a very tight schedule, so I did that.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll look at my schedule for Monday and Friday this year.
Don't forget to look for the records if you want to.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. Thanks. You want this still here?
If you see, do you see TJ? CJ, listen, TJ and Joyce's here.
Yeah, I do.
There's a $100 check from him, too, in that group of checks.
Oh, okay.
Want to try some pills, Johnny?
Sadly.
So that's two bicarbs, Protonix, Celexa, and Zipram.
Can I have them? Could you do me a great favor?
Absolutely.
Handing them to me.
Which one do you want first?
Biggest to smallest.
Biggest to smallest. That's easy.
Hardest to easiest.
Yes.
You want some ice in this water?
Mm-hmm.
But not chewing ice?
Not too much ice.
Chewing ice or regular?
No, regular ice. And some of them you might not know about, I can tell you that.
I know.
Don't look at these at once or not.
If you're not all mine. If you actually use a record player.
Yeah, I don't really think that. I just inherited one from a friend of mine, actually, and I was thinking, I don't really have any records, but this is pretty cool.
Protonix? We put it in the spoon?
The favorite album that I had growing up in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Was an album about folk songs and minstrelsy. big, like, 8 volumes of stuff by Pete Seeger and Odetta. And one of the things that she can now get just about all of the Odetta online.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. And I also like Donovan a lot. And I don't like the Beatles all that much.
You don't like what?
Beatles.
No. How about this?
I do
this looks like something awesome. I don't know what it sounds like.
I don't know what that is. I loved High Mirror for a while. I like Dylan for a while.
Yeah.
I like.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Bye, Dylan.
What's your name for?
Would you like an egg?
Yogurt? Pudding? Raspberry goo.
Can I have an egg?
Mm-hmm.
Like I did the last one.
That's definitely.